Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, and we are continuing the previous year. In the previous year, we saw the Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer, Simadal, Sivkat, and Lamites, brought in the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tesvav. The Magid Mishnah says that we paskin, Mada Machshir Ba Machshir Bevita, since we're Machshir, her, when she says that when she's pregnant, we ask her who the father is. She says he was a kosher. We're also machshir the daughter. So why is that? It's because in Minatar we don't need her testimony. Because the kid's going to be kosher anyway. Because moms are suffic, yavo bakal. And this kid's a moms are suffic. So the Drabbanan, the kid is also lavo bakal. So the Drabbanan, we already believe her. So frek de Beis Shmuel, wait a second. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel that she's believed even Baruch Psulin. So anyway, without her edus, the kid's kosher. No, rope sulam without a raid is the kid is puzzle. The kid is a mamzer menator, is a mamzer vade menator, because it's a hachra of rov. And the Magid Mishnah's reason of anyway we the kid's kosher without a raid is doesn't apply. So he answers, Beis Shmuel answers that there's not a rov gomer here. Why? Because there's another tzad that maybe she went to him. If she went to him and he's the suffix, so kol kavuka mechta mechta dami, it's 50-50. So you see that in a case of, and if it's 50-50, then it's not a vade anymore. The kid's not a vade mamzer. So even if it's a rov psula metzla, but still, maybe she went to him, and it's only 50-50. So since that's the case, the kid's going to be a suffic mamzer even without a raidus, and therefore, minatora, and therefore you believe him in the rabban and beautiful. But what do you see from this Beis Shmuel? You see from this Beis Shmuel that if it's a suffic kavua, you follow the suffic kavua. And we don't know if it's kavu or not, but you follow the suffik kavu and you make it a suffik. And we explain that that's correct, that you follow the suffik kavua and you make it a suffik. And the only thing is that in general, and the only thing is that the Rashba argues and says we're not mitchashay with a safek kavua. If it's a safek kavua, you follow the rov. And then we are mitarets that the MS, even the Beis Shmuel agrees, that if it's a safek kavua, you follow the rov. He agrees with the Rashba. The only thing is that the Beis Shmuel holds that the safek kavua is enough to make it, that the rov is not a rov vadai. And here we're talking about a case where you need a rov vadai. Right? The kasha was, either is a rov vadai because it's rov psula metzla. And the answer is no. We have a safek kavua, which makes it not a rov vadai. Why? Because this miut is kamandi isa. The only time you follow a rov, according to the Beis Shmuel, to make it a mamzer, to make the child a mamzer, it's when it's a rov that doesn't have a miut. But here, this safek kavua is enough to make the miut a miut is kamanda isa even after the rov. And therefore, once you have a miut is kamanda isa, Beis Shmuel holds that the child can no longer be considered a vadai mamzer. Because the moment the miut is not wiped out by the rov, that is enough to create a suffix that the child is not going to be considered a vadai mamzer. That is an very, very, very tiny encapsulation of the previous shir. So now the Sheif Shmaitza asks on the Beis Shmuel from an open Gemara, that the Gemara says on Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't believe this woman, that the man is a kosher man, and he compares it to a shvuya, that just like a shvuya we don't believe her that the men were kosher, so to a muberes, pregnant woman. So asks the Gemara and Rabbi Yehoshua, there's a difference. You know why we don't believe her when she's a shvuya? Because it's rov psula metzla. Mashen ken muberes is not rov psula metzla. So how can you bring a raya from shvuya? So the Gemara answers, no, this is a siyot to Rabbi Shimon Levi who says, ledivrei ha-machshir bo, machshir afilu b'rov psulim. That the one who's machshir, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel, he's machshir even b'rov psulim. Even if it's rov psulim, he's nevertheless machshir. If she says that he was a kosher. So since Rabbi Gamliel's Machshir Afilu Barov Sulim, so Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi had a good point from Shavuya, that we should passel this woman Likuhuna when there's Rov Psulim, just like we passel Likuhuna a Shavuya Barov Psulim. You, Rabbi Gamliel, hold that if it's Rov Psulim, we're Machshir her Likuhuna, and we assume she remains kosher. How can you say that? Look at Shavuya. Shavuya is Rov Psulim, and we passel her. So to this woman. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So says the Shemaitza, I don't understand the Beis Shmuel now. According to Beis Shmuel, we still have a Kasha. How can you compare Mu'uberes to a Shavuya? Because Legabe Mu'uberes, it's not a Rov Gamor. Because maybe she went to him. And if she went to him, it's Kavua. But Legabe Shavuya, it is a Rov Gamor. They went to her and it's Rov Psulim. So according to the Shmites, according to the Beis Shmuel, that we're Choshish for the Tzad, that she went to him, and therefore it's 50-50, then how can Rabbi Yoshua compare the two? How can he compare Mu'uberes to a Shavuya? Shavuya is Rov, is a real Rov, is Rov Psulim. Whereas Mu'uberes, there's also a Tzad of the Miut, that and there's also a Tzad of Kol Kavua Kamechtza Mechtza Dami. So since there's a Tzad of Kol Kavua Kamechtza Mechtza Dami, therefore we should not pass the Vlad and her like Rama Gamliel, and that's different than Shavuya that we do passel because that's a Rov Gamor. So how does Rabbi Yeshua say though they're both passel, both the Shavuya and a Mu'uberes? Shvuya is psula because it's rov psula metzla, and a muberes should be ksheira. Why should a muberes be ksheira? Because maybe she went to him, and it's called kavua kamechta mechta dami. So how can Rabbi Yeshua compare the two? But based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because when the Beis Shmuel says that maybe she went to him and there's a miut, he didn't mean that there's no din rov at all. He agrees with the Rashba that there is a din rov. Because even if it's safek kavua, it's shaykh to talk about a din rov. All he said was that this rov doesn't make it a mamzer vaday. Since it's a miut, it's kamandi isa. The miut is a miut that remains even after the rov. It's not a rov ma'alia. It's not a rov that wipes out the miut. So you're right, this rov can paskin in a case of safek, but it's still a safek. And since it's still a safek, then the mamzer is a mamzer suffik. And since again, in the what was the Beis Shmuel's case where we saw that she's pregnant and we believe her to say that it was a kosher, and why do we believe her? Because minatora, it's only a mamzer suffik. So minatora is mutter lava b'kaliv without her, and we believe her about the dirabbanan. And the Beis Shmuel says no, but it's a vaday of mamzer min haTorah, because there's a rov. Because Rabbi Gamliel's machshir even rov psulim. So since it's rov psulim, it's a rov, and therefore it's a vaday mamzer. And he says no, it's not a vaday mamzer, because maybe she went to him, and says it's kol kavua kamechtza mechtza dami. So this doesn't mean, as it might seem from the Beis Shmuel, that we really think that it's 50-50. It just means that it's no longer a rov ma'aliyah. It's no longer a rov that wipes out the miut. Once it's no longer a rov that wipes out the miut, then the kid is not a mamzer, even without her testimony. And that's what he means that's the case, then we can go back to the answer the Shemaitz's Kasha and the Beis Shmuel. The Shemaitz said to the Beis Shmuel, there's a difference between Mu'beris and Shvuya. Because Shvuya is Rov Psulim Etzla, and we follow that Rov. Whereas by Mu'beris, according to you, it's Safek Kavua. So what's the answer? The answer is that in the sugi of the Gemara, where the Sheiv Shmaitz is asking from, we're not talking about the Vlad. We're talking about the mother. We're talking about Hechsher Isha Atzma. And there we don't need Beir HaSafik. There we don't need a Rov Mochetz. We don't need a Rov Ma'alia. We don't need an absolute Rov. There, when it comes to passing the woman, any Rov will do. Only when it comes to the child, in order to make the child a mamzer vadai, for that you can't have any kavu involved. The moment you have a suffix kavu, he's not a mamzer vadai. That's the case of the Beis Shmuel. But the case of the Gemara is when you're dealing with the woman. And when you're dealing with the woman, you don't need a rov vadai. You don't need a rov ma'alia. All you need is any rov will do. So therefore, since we concluded, that was the yisod, that the Beis Shmuel holds of a rov if there's a safek kavua. He says you do follow the rov, just the safek kavua makes it that miur kamanda isa. So miur kamanda isa, so therefore the rov no longer makes a vadai. And therefore the kid is going to be kosher even without her testimony. So once she testifies, she's only testifying about a dirabanan because midaraisa is a safek mamzer. But in the case of the Gemara, when Rabbi Yoshua makes a comparison between the Shavuya and the Mu'beres, it's a different story there. Because in the case of the Gemara, we're talking about the woman herself. And in order to pass with the woman herself, so the Sheikh might say there's a difference. Shvuya, there's a rov, so it's a vadai. And Mu'beres, it's not. It's 50-50. So how can you compare the two? No. Mu'beres is also a rov. Mu'beres is also a rov. It's not a rov vadai, but to pass with her rov is enough. So Shvuya is comparable to Mu'beres. Shvuya is a rov vadai. Mu'beres is a rov with a maybe she went to him, so it's 50-50, but it's still a rov. There's still a rov that odds are, because that's 50-50, and then if she went to him, it's 50-50, and then if he went to her, if it's a rov psulim, then that already tips the scales in favor of the fact that statistically she's probably psula, and b'yene chinami, so it's not a vade, but there a rov is enough. So it's not, the Gemara is not a kash in the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel is fine. Beis Shmuel only said, he doesn't say you follow a suffix kavua. He just says a suffix kavua makes it that the rov doesn't create a vadai. And in order to make a mamzer, you need a vadai mamzer. So the moment you're talking about the child, and you have a suffix kavua, maybe she went to him, and therefore it's a suffix kavua, it's 50-50. So you're right, there's still a rov that the child is puzzle, because if he went to her, that tips the scales. But if it's rov psulim, but it doesn't matter, because all we're trying to do is create a matzav where there's no, to answer the Magid Mishnah, all we're trying to do is make sure that there's no vadei mamzer. And if there's a safek kavua, that makes that it's not a vadei mamzer anymore. You're right, you have a rov. You have a rov, but that's not a vadei. A rov is only a vadei if it wipes out the miut. And in our case, it doesn't wipe out the miut, because maybe she went to him, and that makes it 50-50, and if she went to him, it's going to be 50-50. And that's enough, that even though there's a rov, that the child is pasul, because if he went to her, then it's rov psulim. In most cases, it's going to be that the and altogether, if you tally everything up together, 50-50, if she went to him, and then if he went to her, that it's rov psulim. So altogether, all told, the child is pasul. But not vadai. And there you need a vada, we're talking about the child. But in the Gemara, we're talking about the woman. The woman herself, any rov will do. So the rov of Shvuya is a rov vadai. There's no miut kamandalesa. And the rov of Mu'beres is, you're right, maybe she went to him. But there's a rov in most cases. If she went to him, it's 50-50. If he went to her, it's rov that psulim. So then she's psula. So you can compare the two. Al kopanim, we see a chiddush like we spoke about in the previous shir, that another nafkamina in miyuta kamandalesa, that only when it's miyuta kamandalesa is there going to be a mamzer vaday, but not miyuta kamandisa. And there's a lot more to say, so I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach and the moch to say it. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.